Proclamation number 8488 of 5th of May, 1963. Statement on mental and literal address. How often have you already been informed of the fact that I speak to all children who desire to hear me, and that their thoughts will therefore also move in truth if they only ever intimately unite with me? And thus what they say in order to communicate with their fellow human beings will also be correct. It will not go against my will, for an earthly child devoted to me is now also guided by me and therefore cannot move in wrong thoughts either. And then this will be expressed in constant admonitions to love, in the effort to also induce fellow human beings to live a life of love, and this will always correspond to my will. Therefore you need not take offense at such words either, which only ever refer to love for me and for the neighbor. The thought of this is not wrong. It is a mental spiritual good which originates from me and therefore also has to be good, for an earthly child which completely hands itself over to me will also be permeated by my love and will want to radiate this love to its fellow human beings again. This must be recognized and acknowledged, and thus such a person cannot be portrayed as a false prophet as soon as it concerns the spreading of my divine teaching of love. A mental influence on my part cannot be denied. However, a word transmission on my part may not always be assumed, because such a transmission requires very special prerequisites. A word transmission would exclude all error, and once a person has fulfilled the conditions which enable a word transmission directly from me, then the form of my address will also let me myself be recognized, for then a person's degree of education or knowledge will no longer be decisive, because my word radiates in all perfection, irrespective of a person's nature and circumstances. Then a direct word reception from me can no longer be denied, because the human being as such did not possess knowledge which is now offered to him in a simple but perfectly formed way. The thinking of an earthly child devoted to me is certainly quite guided by me, but it will always express its thoughts in its own way of speaking, which, however, can also be a blessing for fellow human beings and is often more readily accepted than my word, which originates directly from me. But believe it, where I express myself in direct speech, I also want to be recognized as the giver who is supremely perfect and to whom everything is possible. And therefore I speak in direct form through simple, plain earthly children who allow such direct address and have been chosen by me as mediators between me and people, for these have no special talent for the form and language I use when I reveal myself. Their human abilities and knowledge are far surpassed by the nature and content of what I convey through them to earth. For a perfect being shall be recognized as the outcome of what people shall accept and what is offered to them as a special gift of grace, so that the truth of these proclamations need not be doubted either. For only pure truth is conveyed from me to earth. I have to point this out so clearly because erroneous views can only slip in and have also set in, which has also happened, where a certain spiritual arrogance has revived the belief in high preembodiments. Precisely because only mental objections leave open the possibility that other thoughts will also creep in, because the human being is constantly exposed to temptations. And the fact that the adversary is also interested in confusing people whose will is good and turned towards me is only intended to remind you to be extremely cautious, to be deeply humble and to be ever more intimately attached to me, who alone can protect you against his attacks. Yet I myself am never the source of misguided teachings, and I have already explained many times that and why even the beings of light which have descended to earth know nothing of their preembodiment. And time and again I will point out that you are misled in your thoughts to assume certain preembodiments, and from this you must also recognize that it cannot be a direct address on my part, otherwise I would contradict myself, which eternally cannot be. You'll receive the richest blessings if you dedicate yourselves to serving me with love and encourage your fellow human beings to live a life of love, to pray for them with intercessory love so that the great spiritual hardship will be remedied. I bless you who are therefore active for me and my kingdom and always request my support for this. Much blessing will accrue to you, for I value your will to serve me. Yet the pure truth must also always be requested, and then no erroneous thoughts will be able to creep into you either. You will enjoy my protection in every way, for I am pleased with every faithful servant who willingly carries out the work in the vineyard of the Lord. Amen.